Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is aangeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor of China sy landbouuitvoere van Suid-Afrika kan verhoog. Maar soos oudergewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Die Noordwes-departement van Landbou en Landelike Ontwikkeling het vroeër hierdie week 'n back-and-closure uitbreking in die provinsie aangekondig. Die departement sê twee afsonderlike voorvalle van die siekte is in die JB Marks en Muddy Bing munisipaliteite ontdek. Plase wat met die uitbreking verband hou, is onder quarantaine geplaas. Toenemende tariefmaatreëls van die VSA wat handelsvloei bedreig, noop Suid-Afrikaanse makadamia neute boere om die Indiese mark te verken. Suid-Afrika is een van die wêreld se voorste produsente van makadamia neute. Die Verenigde State is Suid-Afrika se tweede grootste koper na China. Die sektor is tans besig om met Indië te praat oor moontlike uitvoere, aangesien die land 1,5 miljard mense het wat ook op soek is na makadamia. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdagoggend gesels ons vandag met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Ondile Sislobo. Ondile, hoekom is dit belangrik dat ons vanoggend weer gesels oor landbouuitvoere?
We always emphasize in these conversations South Africa's focus on expanding its exports. And in fact, we have what we call an export-oriented agricultural sector. The exports account for roughly half of South Africa's agricultural produce in value terms. And well diversified, the African continent accounts for roughly half of the exports, 20% to the EU. The Middle East and Asia is another important region, as well as the Americas, amongst various countries and regions that we export to.
Die is opgewonde oor China as 'n uitvoermark. Hoe so?
This past week, when I saw the news that China intends to lower import tariff for a range of goods from the African countries, I looked at this with optimism because China is an important market. Firstly, just looking at the global agricultural importers, China accounts for roughly 11% of that in value terms, just over $200 billion. That's China's products.
Waar staan Suid-Afrika tans in terme van ons uitvoere na China?
For someone who is sitting in the South African agriculture sector, I looked at these news with that eye of saying perhaps we can widen our access to the Chinese market. We are already there. We export fruits, wine, red meat, nuts, maize, soybeans, and wool, amongst other products. And in fact, if you look at the value of products that South Africa exports to China, it is just around $900 million, so close to a billion of the products that we send to China. But as a share in the Chinese agricultural imports, South Africa is still fairly small. It accounts for about 0.4% in China's agricultural imports. So we are not really playing a significant role there.
Wat kan Suid-Afrika doen om uitvoere na China te verhoog?
Them intending to lower the import tariffs is already a step in the right direction. And the second one is, of course, the phyto barriers that do exist. And I think now what we are all waiting to see as South Africa is a list and more details on the texture on those products to say which tariffs will be lowered for what products and how can South Africa participate in that space. And I think once that is done, the next step, of course, will ordinarily be on the phyto barrier side to say on the phytosanitary things, we have a range of these constraints, and what can we do to reduce those constraints that are there? And that's the conversation that will take place between South Africa's Department of Agriculture and their counterparts in China, and including, of course, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, as well as the Department of International Relations and Corporations.
En dit is die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.